Hello and welcome to another installment of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, try to delve into the middle of a comic series or story arc to determine if I can actually see what the hell's going on through the story as a whole. Today I'm looking at Dr. Aphra number 29, published by Marvel, story by Simon Spurrier. Apologies if I got that wrong, I know I did, and art by Emilio Lasso, and apologies if I got that wrong as well. I, for one, have never been a big fan of Star Wars, and I only pick up an issue here or there if it features a character I enjoy, this one being Count Dooku. Unfortunately, I hadn't realized that this was the variant cover, meaning he is nowhere to be seen in this entire issue. I felt duped, bamboozled, and schmeckledorfed. Now on to the actual story itself. In orbit of Milvane, we have an Imperial propaganda ship being relayed orders from what appears to be a gender-swapped emperor on a hologram. In the city below, we find the titular Dr. Aphra with a black C-3PO strapped to her back, standing at the precipice of a platform at gunpoint by multiple city officers. A chase ensues throughout the city with the officers, bounty hunters, and even an orbital laser directed at the two. I honestly didn't care for this. It's just another fluff piece for Star Wars, similar to the Solo movie, unnecessary and boring. The art is above par, mostly what you expect from Disney's corpo properties breathing down the necks of Marvel. I guess I'm just mostly bummed that I didn't get to see Dooku like I thought I was promised. Unlike the Star Wars Age of Republic, that story was actually pretty good and enjoyable. I highly recommend that one. Look for that stuff. I think I'm going to pass on the rest of the series because I find the cover to be more fun and enjoyable than the comic itself. Thank you again for joining me. If you have any recommendations or questions, you can reach me on Twitter at ask_DPGI. Thanks for listening.